leaders in Hawaii are begging tourists to return. And we'll tell you why. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 7th day of September. Thanks for being with us. In other news, change is coming to the Victoria's Secret sexy catwalk. We'll share why that's happening. Gig workers are increasing in number, but there is a but. A big change for Minnesota driver's licenses, and that hit today. Want to get a good job? Well, stop applying yourself and do something very different. What mortgage rate moves buyers to buy? We'll share that answer. We've got the Wall Street Report as the markets ended the day mixed and jobless claims continue to slide. For the interview, you'll meet two Windsor Heights, Iowa City Council members as we talk about a hyper-local event called Fall Fest. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter, now known as X? It is at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, the other shoe is about to fall, and that is a lack of tourist business in Hawaii following the wildfires on Maui just last month. After Hawaiian leaders begged people to stay away from the island state, they are now begging them to come back. Why? Well, it's all about tourist dollars, which is a major economic driver there. The Associated Press is reporting that restaurants and tour companies are laying off workers and unemployment is surging. State tourism officials are now asking visitors to come back, avoid the burn zone, and help Maui recover by spending their money. Airlines have started offering steep discounts, while some resorts have slashed room rates by 20% or are offering a fifth night free. The number of visitors arriving on Maui sank about 70% after the August 8th fire. That was down to 2,000 a day. Many Maui hotels are housing federal aid workers and residents who lost their homes. Even so, only half of available hotel rooms are occupied, said Muffy Hannerman, president of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. University of Hawaii economists expect Maui's jobless rate to climb as high as 10%. It did peak at 35% during the COVID-19 pandemic, but in July, it was just 2.5%. And this time, there are no pandemic-era paycheck protection program loans for businesses, nor any enhanced unemployment checks for the jobless. So, if you can, go already. Speaking of economics, Wall Street closed mixed today with both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ finishing the trade in the red. Only the Dow was able to eke out a slight gain. Those numbers, they'll be coming at you in just a bit. The sexy Victoria's Secret catwalk is getting its own makeover. The AP is reporting that for more than 20 years, Victoria's Secret had bolstered its image built on a man's vision of sexiness with one big annual event, and that was its fashion catwalk extravaganza, with supermodels like Naomi Campbell sashaying down the runway in Swarovski crystal-covered wigs, thongs, and million-dollar fantasy bras. Well, now, after a four-year hiatus, the lingerie brand came back on Wednesday night with a complete overhaul that was part fashion event and part preview of a documentary-style film featuring 20 global creatives. It celebrated all different body shapes, girth, and all. The Victoria's Secret World Tour, to be aired globally on Amazon Prime Video on September 26, marks the company's biggest marketing investment in the past 5 years, and its latest efforts to reverse its supercharged, sexy image that left it irrelevant to many women, leading to several years of sales declines. Becoming more inclusive may just reverse that trend. The World Bank has just released a study that says gig workers are increasing, especially in the developing world, creating an important source of employment for women and young people in poorer countries where jobs are scarce. The AP says the report estimates the number of global online gig workers as many as 435 million people, and says demand for gig work increased 41% between 2016 and the first quarter of this year. But, yes, there is a but. The boost is generating concern among worker rights advocates about the lack of strong job protections in the gig economy, where people work job to job with little security and few employment rights. While location-based gig services like Uber, Lyft, and TaxRabbit require labor-like moving and delivery, online gig assignments can be largely done at home. Tasks include image tagging, data entry, website design, and software development. The report outlines how social insurance coverage is low among gig workers globally. Roughly half of the surveyed gig workers did not have a retirement plan, and as much as 73% of Venezuelan gig workers and 75% of Nigerians did not have any savings for retirement at all. At a news conference in Minnesota, it was announced that people, regardless of their immigration status, can now apply for a driver's license and take a written test. The Associated Press is reporting that around 81,000 people are expected to be eligible under the state's new law dubbed Driver's License for All. They can now make appointments to apply, but won't be able to actually get a license until the law goes into effect on October 1st. When asked about any risk for deportation applicants might face, officials said the department will not submit the names or personal information of applicants to any immigration law enforcement. Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed the measure into law this year. It reverses a 2003 change by then-Governor Tim Pawlenty, a Republican, barring people without legal status from getting licenses, citing security concerns after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack. Supporters of Minnesota's new law says it will improve public safety by ensuring that all drivers are licensed and insured and have taken driver's education courses. Backers include law enforcement, faith, business, and immigrant rights groups. Now here's an interesting twist on getting a good job. The Daily Dot is reporting that a woman decided to stop applying for jobs and instead hire a recruiter. And it paid off. In a video with over 1.8 million views, TikTok user Anaya says she sat down with a recruiter, explained her experience, and what types of roles she was looking for. From there, the recruiter crafted her resume so that it was compatible with all software, and then went out and applied for jobs, even personalizing her cover letter for each individual job. She says she paid the recruiter a couple of $100s and landed a job that pays $150,000 a year. So, why would this system work? Well, companies invest a substantial amount of money and resources into recruiters, giving them skills that applicants may not have. Instead of trying to emulate a recruiter and figure out what they're looking for in a job, Anaya suggests that investing in hiring a recruiter will bring greater returns for applicants. See what you learn here? Rates for the 30-year fixed mortgage are still high, meaning that buyers are scarce and sellers are staying put. So where do the mortgage rates need to be to move housing along and get buyers back into the game? CNBC is reporting that after bottoming out below 3% in January of 2021, the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now sits above 7%, which, by the way, is just too high for many homeowners to consider selling, and it's keeping buyers on the sidelines. But there is a tipping point. Homeowners are nearly twice as willing to sell their home if mortgage rate is 5% or higher, according to Zillow, and 71% of prospective home buyers who plan to purchase their next home with a mortgage said they would not accept a rate above 5.5%, which is now the magic mortgage rate, according to a survey by John Burns Research and Consulting. The question is, when do we get there? Well, the answer is that not until the feds stop raising rates. And it was one of those rates that were on the mind of investors today as Wall Street ended the trade mixed. The Dow was able to eke out a win by gaining 57 points to close at 34,500, while the Nasdaq shed 123 points to end the day at 13,748, and the S&P 500 fell by 8 points, closing at 4,451. The Dow did gain traction due to concern over how the Chinese ban on Apple's iPhone could impact big tech. The S&P 500 trimmed losses by more than half, but still fell for the fifth day in a row. In the past 2 days, Apple has slid by about 6.5%, wiping out about $190 billion in value. Also on the minds of investors were rate concerns and the Fed. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by 68 cents and looking at $86.86 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the continuing slide in jobless claims. The Labor Department reported that new jobless claims undershot expectations, falling to the lowest level since February, in a fresh sign of labor market strength. The initial applications for state unemployment benefits dropped by 13,000 to 216,000 last week. The reduction in first-time claims, a proxy for layoffs, was deeper than any forecast in a Bloomberg survey of economists. Also falling were continuing claims to 1.68 million. That is the lowest level since July. The weekly figures, which can be volatile, suggest the labor market remains tight, even as rising interest rates slows economic growth. And that's a wrap, but make sure you click ahead for a hyperlocal conversation that may just give your community some ideas. My guests are Lauren Campbell and Susan Skiries from the Windsor Heights, Iowa City Council and leaders of a special events committee. Our topic? The upcoming Windsor Heights Fall Fest. It's all pretty cool. And thanks for listening.